This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Viewer and listener discretion advised for this next segment, because we're going to show you where the left is going right now in America, and it is truly disgusting.
Oh, boy.
So, with Don Lemon last night, you know, they're still parading Stormy Daniels around and her girls. So she's on CNN with Don Lemon last night. And, you know, maybe this is exactly what we would expect from Don Lemon. Don Lemon came out as gay on New Year's a couple years ago. He was dead drunk. I mean, really a good moment for Don Lemon's career, I would say. So actually, I guess this segment would make sense for Don Lemon. Here's Don Lemon wanting to talk about Trump's member.
You said you don't have many regrets, but the one that you have recently is writing about the president's private parts. Why do you regret that?
I don't really regret it. I just have a couple moments where I'm like, ooh, that was kind of mean. But then I look back on all the horrible things he said about other people and women, and calling women pigs. And
other women, though, like, not you,
you know,
right?
Attacking girls' weights and their looks. And then I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
But I don't agree in general with, like, body shaming. But I was backed into a corner. I didn't really have a choice. I'm not a liar. And that's basically the only thing I could say to prove that I'm telling the truth.
What? So to prove she's an honest person, she writes about Trump's male member and leave it to the lowest wattage light bulb at the local convenience store, Don Lemon, to bring that up. Stormy Daniels. Look, I mean, if the left wants to use Stormy Daniels to try to bring Trump down, I mean, that's, you know, fine with me. It's not going to work. She's gotten the key to the city in L.A. She's had streets named after her. She's had millions and millions of dollars worth of marketing doing these interviews for her porn tour. I think it's great for Stormy Daniels. She got a $1 million book deal. Her creepy porn lawyer, Avenatti, brings forward false allegations. And now the Democrats are attacking him for getting Kavanaugh nominated because of his fake allegations. And now they created a situation like the boy that cried wolf, so nobody believes Ford. Oh, the Democrats are in total collapse. But I'm glad that Don Lemon wanted to get the very distinct details about Trump's genitals. You know, leave it to Don Lemon. He's into that kind of stuff. So I would actually send Don Lemon to this clip. You may not realize this, Mr. Lemon, but if you want a more graphic, detailed, you know, imagery in your head of Trump's male member, which I guess you think about all day, but that's fine. Here is Jimmy Kimmel's having Stormy Daniels on his show. Folks, I'm serious, though. This is actually really disgusting that this is what I guess you could call comedy, quote unquote. This isn't funny. Maybe it is to somebody. But look at what Jimmy Kimmel did on his late night show with Stormy Daniels just a few weeks ago.
All right.
He pulls out a tray of mushrooms.
We had an arts and crafts day here, and we put these together. So,
that is so disturbing.
If you had to, the lineup you mentioned, and picking it out of a lineup, which of these mushrooms, orange mushrooms, would most represent the commander-in-chief of the United States military?
Can you hold it up so it's coming at me at the correct angle?
Yes. They might fall off, though. Oh! Is this the one?
It's a nubbin! What's a nubbin? nothing.
So for real, like, this is not, you're not just.
I'm glad you guys are having fun.
Because
so are we. But you know where you have fun staring at mushrooms and imagining Trump's penis? We have fun setting economy records, bringing the jobs back, having fair trade, ending political correctness, having pride in America. That's fun for us. If fun for you is imagining Trump's penis, have at it, baby.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're going to go back to your phone calls in response to the Trump-Rosenstein meeting, which was a big story, then it happened, and it was a nothing story. And then Trump comes out and says, after meeting with Rosenstein, the Democrats colluded with Russia. I think we'll be treated fairly. Everybody understands there was no collusion in the Trump campaign. So we're taking your calls on that. Does this prove there's an element of truth to Q? Do you believe Q? Do you follow Q? What do you think the deal with Q is? Those are the issues we're taking calls on today. I do want to just kind of steamroll through some news here before we get back to the phone lines, though. Again, ladies and gentlemen, again, Antifa and the left is getting out of control. In fact, I mean, look at this. Look at these headlines. Man defies Antifa's illegal street blockade, and the media says he plowed through protesters. Well, no, that's not what happened. But I'll tell you what. You know, and they're going to say, oh, Owen Troyer is calling for violence. No, how about I just tell it like it is? If you're standing in the middle of a road and there's traffic and you get ran over by a car, you're the jerk. You're the jackass. You got what you deserved. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Owen Troyer says Kavanaugh protesters should be run over by cars. No, I'm saying get out of the frickin' road. Video, Antifa thugs block roads, direct traffic, threaten people who don't obey. When is the headline going to read, video, Antifa member gets flattened by truck? We don't want that to happen, so get out of the damn road. Let's go on. Antifa arsonists vandalize pro-Trump truck and torch it. And they firebombed a truck because it had a Trump sticker on it. Very loving, very tolerant, very liberal. Rosemont educator on leave after tweeting, kill Kavanaugh. A Rosemont special education teacher has been placed on paid leave for tweeting to kill Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah, she probably got a promotion, a little raise. It's a paid vacation. You tweet out, kill Brett Kavanaugh, paid vacation, baby. Let's get it. Michael Savage calls on Trump to order arrest of Antifa members. Well, look. The street thugs of Antifa are probably, yes, deserving of an arrest. But it all starts with the Democrats and their rhetoric and their calling for violence. It all starts with the Soros funding. You have to cut the head off the snake and the body will die. Google executive slams GOP over Kavanaugh nomination. F you all to hell.
That's just projection. They're living in hell right now because they hate America so much and it's kicking so much ass and it just keeps winning. This is like if you're a sports fan. Let's say you're a sports fan, the Patriots or the Yankees, and you hate the Yankees, and the Yankees just keep winning, and the Yankees are winning the World Series. And you're just, hate the Yankees. Oh, go to hell, Yankees. Ah. That's what these people are like. America keeps winning. They hate America, so they're living in hell. California's DMV fines 1,500 more people possibly wrongfully registered to vote. No, it's not possible. It's a fact. And many of these thousands of illegal registered voters were non-citizens. Uh-oh. Are they cracking down on the Democrat voter base of fake voters before the midterms? Folks, look. Honestly, the Democrats have no chance at a blue wave. What Kanye West and Candace Owens have done to the Democrat Party is literally cut its legs off. Without the black vote, the Democrats have nothing. And if people are actually going to crack down on all the illegal voting that the Democrats get from non-citizens and just people who register five times or register fake names, the Democrats have no chance. I mean, none. This is before even mentioning how great Trump is doing and all the winning and the economy and the lower taxes. That alone should put Republicans in. Oh, but Candace Owens goes to an all-black college, and I think there were thousands of people there, gets into a heated debate with them, but has positive moments and then has a positive outcome. Yeah, the Democrats are screwed, folks. They're screwed. Because their illegal votes are getting knocked out, and black people aren't going to vote for them. So that's why they're in panic. That's why they want to bring all these non-citizens here. Oh! Okay, let's just close out with the craziness from the left here. Flea-borne typhus spreads across Los Angeles area. I shouldn't be laughing, but California is so out of sorts and out of whack and out of control. There might be a plague in California, folks. I mean, there could literally, a plague could break out in San Francisco. You think that's a joke? It's not. And I had a story somewhere here. I can't find it on my desk. It was from the New York Times. Shocking, I know, from the New York Times. They published a whole article of someone that was from San Francisco basically saying how the city is basically like a hellhole. And now I can't find the story. I'm upset about that. Because it was a good story I wanted to cover. Of course, can't find it in my stack of news all of a sudden. In fact, guys, just see if you can pull that up for me, because this is bothering me now. Because I wanted to tie this in to Los Angeles having flea-borne typhus. San Francisco is a joke. Needles and feces all over the streets. I mean, homelessness is rampant. And it's not just homeless people. They're like, I mean, these are deranged people that are homeless, roaming the streets. This is crazy, man. I know I had that story. Well, whatever. Moving on. UNC Asheville professor charged and accused of taking a political sign. So they caught this woman on camera, and she had an accomplice as well, and they're going around taking signs. She got arrested. This is a professor, a college professor, going around, running around with probably a professor colleague of hers, stealing conservative lawn signs. So again, the left is just engaged in crime after crime after crime after crime. These people can't stop. Oh. Guys, how long is the Hillary Clinton video? Okay. I'm going to go to that in a second. But first, Bernie Sanders' barnstorming country ahead of midterm elections. Bernie Sanders is embarking on a 9-state battleground tour on behalf of Democrat candidates campaigning in the November elections. Bernie Sanders is an independent who ran as a Democrat but then went back to being independent after he lost. Why is this happening? Well, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are also about to go on a massive tour. And Hillary Clinton is doing a bunch of stuff right now, but folks, I'll tell you right now, I think, and we've reported this before, but now I'm more sure than I've been, and I'm not 100% sure. I'm saying I'm 80, 85. I think the Democrats are getting Hillary ready to run again. I'm dead serious. They have nothing else. And they may try a Sanders-Clinton ticket. But I'm telling you, they would not be rolling out Hillary and Sanders like this unless they really planned on running them for president. I really think they're going to run Hillary Clinton again, which is awesome. Why? Hillary Clinton is now basically campaigning again. What happens when Hillary campaigns? She coughs out of control. Look at what happened yesterday when Hillary Clinton was campaigning. Here she is walking out. You can hear the coughing. It's amazing. You can pick it up from so far away. I think they're screaming. They just got hit with the Clinton pathogen. Just look at how she walks, folks. This is a very sick lady. Very unhealthy. Just on the doorstep of hell. Yeah, you need some water, all right. Make sure you don't get it poured on you. You'll melt. So there's Hillary Clinton, another coughing attack. They're getting ready to run her, folks. They're going to run Hillary. They have nothing else. They have nothing else. What else are you going to do? You might as well throw Clinton in the ring one more time. So you don't burn some other Democrat in the future for a loss for Trump. They're going to run Clinton. I think they're going to run Clinton-Sanders, guys. Oh, this is going to be fun. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Typhus is breaking out in L.A. I believe they've also had an outbreak in the last 2 years of tuberculosis. Here's the story I was referencing in the last segment from the New York Times' Thomas Fuller. Couldn't believe I read this in the New York Times. Life on the dirtiest block in San Francisco. Yeah, we'll pick the block. The heroin needles, the pile of excrement between parked cars, the yellow soup oozing out of a large plastic bag by the curb, and the stained faux Persian carpet dumped on the corner. It's the scene of the dirtiest block in San Francisco, and there are some images on the New York Times story. You know, it's just amazing to me. It really is. How do the Democrats, where does the left get off making this claim that the Democrats are all about them? In fact, you know what? Because the timing is now, I got to go to this clip, guys. Go to clip, and I promise I'm going to get your phone calls. Let's go to clip 8 here, because it's just so ridiculous. Who runs the inner cities of Chicago, the inner cities of St. Louis, the inner cities of Baltimore, the inner cities of L.A., San Francisco? Who runs these inner cities for 50 frickin' years? The Democrats! What has happened to all these Democrat-run cities in the last 50 years? Poverty's increased. Homelessness has increased. Disease has increased. Just everything! And then people like Angela Rye are going to sit here and virtue signal for the Democrats like they're the party that deserves the vote of black people in inner cities. Listen to this propaganda from one of the worst in media, Angela Rye, on CNN.
Is Donald Trump making America great again?
So I take issue with the question, frankly, Chris, because for me, for my community, this country, frankly, has struggled to be great for some time.
Now, pause it right there. Let's just clarify her community. You know, she's virtue signaling to black people out there. You're a millionaire. You don't live in these communities. You're a fraud. But you virtue signal for your people as if you know the struggle because your millionaire lifestyle. Give me a break. You've been enriched since the Trump presidency. And you're going to sit here and virtue signal for your community. That's not your community. Let's go back to the fraudster, Angela Rye.
Actually, an emotional trigger for many of us because I'm trying to harken back to when that again was, right? During the election, Donald Trump supporters were asked when America was at its greatest. And his supporters, more often than not, replied with sometime around the 1950s. Well, the problem with that
true.
Era for me and for people who look like me is that that was before integration existed in this country, right? That was the era of Jim Crow laws and segregation that resulted in economic depression that to this day we struggle to climb out of. And so I would just ask
that
again is that
all
doesn't
right.
mean at all
so
that,
the context,
that I don't believe in the promise of the American dream, but I don't see it happening right now for
all
us,
right.
And I didn't see it happen before.
Okay. So let's just be clear about this. Now, either Angela Rye is a total moron, or she's a member of the Mockingbird CIA press putting out propaganda to racially incite violence in this country. First of all, show me any interviews or clips of Trump supporters saying, yeah, about the 1950s is when America was great. Well, what is she even talking about? She just pulls that out of her rear end. But that's beyond the point. This is the propaganda at work. If America was never great, then no country was ever great. There was never any greatness on earth if America was never great. Name another country, seriously, and of course they can't. Name another country where former slave, an entire slave population in a country, within 50 years can be totally independent, have its own economies, its own everything. And even control the market in many instances. Have top paid people in some of the biggest industries in this country. And she's going to sit here and virtue signal and act like, oh, America was never great for black people. Okay, well, where was it then? Where is it great for black people? Is it great in Africa? Ridden with disease and crime and slavery? So this is this whole thing they do where they give you this total misnomer about Make America Great Again, and they say, well, America was never great, so these people are obviously just virtue signaling for white people. Now, she probably knows better. She's a propaganda artist. What is the truth, folks? She knows when we say Make America Great Again, it has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with a period of time. It has to do with economic prosperity. It has to do with financial independence, with low taxes. It has to do with not taking a knee to the politically correct culture. It has to do with not having an entire group of people that hate this country. That's what we mean when we say Make America Great Again. But either your mind is so filled with propaganda and disease and sickness and mental illness and obsession over identity politics that you can't even understand that. All you can think about is your race-based identity politics, so it doesn't matter what you hear. You always turn it into something racial. Here's a story. Alvin Kamara wears Make Africa Home Again after Saints win. Okay, go ahead. Make Africa your home again. Are you going to make millions of dollars playing football? No. No, you're not, are you? You're not even going to make a dime. But, you know, that's fine. And I don't even care. He has the right to say whatever he wants. He's the only one that'll even say it. But here's my problem with Angela Rye, folks. She wants to sit here and act like she's all about black people and she's virtue signaling for black people. She's actually the enemy of black people because she is the one keeping black people down. She is the one keeping black people in chains intellectually and psychologically. And she knows what she's doing when she says these white people just say make America great again because they want black people to be down in this country. Sorry. During the State of the Union, when President Trump said black unemployment was at its lowest, was it the Democrats that stood and applauded that? No, that was the Republicans. The Democrats sat and pouted. Was it Obama that got record low unemployment for black people? No, actually it was Obama that had it near record highs. So yeah, we say make America great again because we want economic prosperity for all Americans. And it really makes me sick. It really makes me sick that the Democrat Party still has some black people in this country so brainwashed that they really think that they have to vote Democrat. The Democrats have run inner cities, which has the highest population density for black people, for 50 years. What have they done? It's amazing how you have people like Angela Rye that keep complaining about how it's not fair for black people in this country. Well, you've been electing Democrats for 50 years. So what have they done for you? Nothing. They keep you mentally enslaved. They keep you financially enslaved by having you on welfare. They keep you dependent by telling you to break up with your husband so they can give you a paycheck. That's all Democrats. Democrats want black people down. Democrats want black people enslaved mentally. And then they use their CIA Mockingbird press, like Angela Rye, to say, when they say make America great again, they just mean they want black people down in this country. You are a filthy, disgusting liar. And it's sick that you claim to represent black people, yet you would lie to them and keep them intellectually enslaved. That is sick to me. That is sick to me, Angela Rye. You are a poison to the black population. You are a cancer to the black population and the media in this country. You are, Angela Rye.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, some of the headlines we're not going to have time to get to today. Indiana Democrat touts support of Trump in bid to keep seat. Wonder if that's a trend that we'll be seeing, only if Democrats have a brain. Shock report, U.S. paying more for illegal immigrant births than Trump wall. Yeah, we also pay more to jail them and feed them and shelter them and everything, but we're the worst country on earth. Meanwhile, Google has apparently dropped out of Pentagon's $10 billion cloud competition bid to house their data there. And it may have something to do with the user data that Google just exposed, the private data that just got hacked. So you got that Then you've got a $240 per gallon gas tax to fight global warming. New UN report suggests carbon pricing, so they're going to try to roll that crap out now that America has removed itself from all those fake deals. UN report on global warming carries life or death warning. So the UN is now, you know, trying to cost us an arm and a leg to drive cars. And they're doubling down on saying basically, you know, get into some UN treaty to fight global warming or we're all going to die. Of course, they still fly around the world in their jets and their fancy cars and everything and start wars and you know, test weather weapons and nuclear bombs. But, you know, so we need to pay for that. Morgan Stanley, belief in American exceptionalism among global investors has never been higher. That's what happens when you have a president that puts America first. And antidepressants pose a threat to wildlife due to their presence in water supplies, says experts. Wait, you're not talking about gay frogs. No, couldn't be. All right, we're going to take your phone calls here in a minute, but first I need to tell you about huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The entire line of InfoWars Live products is 50% off. So if you've ever, you know, been waiting to try a product or you've been wanting to try a product but haven't, you know, pulled the trigger yet, now is the time because the entire InfoWars Live product line is 50% off. Whether it's Ultimate Bone Broth, whether it's Super Male Vitality, whether it's Alpha Power, whether it's Survival Shield X2, whether it's Brain Force Plus, whether it's Bodies, whether it's Super Male Vitality, whether it's Secret 12, it's all 50% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to try out the products. Try out two, try out three, try out four. Try out the ones that you've been curious about while they're 50% off. See how it works for you. And you know what? 50% off, that's kind of good, I guess. I guess 50% off is a decent special. You know, that's okay. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and make free shipping too. So that's fine. So we're going to go ahead and do 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line. But we're going to take it one step further, and we're going to go free shipping. So 50% off all of the popular supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. You cannot beat these deals. And Alex Jones is saying it's the Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday all rolled into one. I mean, it's really just, it's like a clear out sale. I mean, this is like a close, these are ridiculous prices. We're practically giving these products away, folks. So take advantage, 50% off all InfoWars Live products right now. And you hear the people, they call in and they give testimonies about how great the products are. We don't stage those calls. We don't ask for that. The products really work, folks. 50% off and free shipping on all InfoWars Live products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. You make it all possible. That's how we were able to expand our live broadcasting to 10 hours a day. And with your support, Alex is going to take it next level, but he's kind of putting the feelers out there to see how much we can really expand, how much we can really afford to expand here. That's kind of also the back end of this sale. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We're talking about Trump's meeting with Rosenstein. He says he thinks we'll be treated very fairly. Everybody understands there was no collusion except with the Democrats. So what do you make of that? Let's go to Tim in Montana. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Owen. So here's what I envisioned happened on Air Force One the other night was Trump threw down the Inspector General's report and said, all right, Rodney, here's what we've got and here's what we can prove and here's what we know. And Rosenstein squeaked back at him because he's a filthy swamp rat.
Like,
and Trump said, yeah, you know, and so then Trump said, so here's your choices. You know, you can either face a firing squad. You could spend the rest of your life in Gitmo, or you could, you know, call off your hellhounds and Mueller and let's level the playing field here and have an actual investigation.
Okay. And, so you envision Trump flipped Rosenstein just in this meeting?
I think it's been a long time coming. I think what happened was with Trump, when he saw what they did to General Flynn, he realized that this is just, it was a lot dirtier than he even anticipated.
Yeah.
And then when it came to Manafort, you know, he's playing chess. He's playing.
But isn't that amazing, though? Chess. You say dirtier than he expected. I mean, even me, I mean, we know what this is dirtier than even I expected. I mean, Mazie Hirono? I mean, what is going on with these people? So that's amazing. Okay, so Tim thinks that Rosenstein has been flipped by Trump based on all the evidence Trump laid out upon him to say, hey, look, I got you red-handed, buddy. Now, just to play kind of for fun here, you know, to bring the Q analogy into this, too, remember, because you said firing squad, QAnon alleges that Trump actually told McCain, hey, look, you're guilty of high treason. You can either, you know, die a respectable death and the media can worship you and everything, or, you know, I'll come out and we'll lay down the record of all your war crimes. And so basically QAnon alleges that Trump gave McCain the death penalty. I mean, you know.
Seems a little out there for me, but I think that, you know, Trump realized how dirty it was, and he decided he's going to start playing a long game. And when it comes to Manafort, you know,
well, tis the season, my friend.
Some pawns and even some better pieces in chess you got to sacrifice. And Manafort, you know, he's got some baggage, and it's, hey, Paul, thanks for the help. Go out and do your job. You know, do what you do, and if you truly believe in the cause, we'll see how it goes. And
That's just next level. I mean, you know, that's like, you know, like we say with Tommy Robinson. I mean, you know, Tommy Robinson knows his fate when he does this stuff. You know, Manafort, maybe he knew his fate when he was doing this stuff. So who really knows what's behind that? But that's interesting. Thank you so much for the call, Tim. Let's now jump to Manny in Florida. Go ahead, Manny.
God bless you, Owen, Alex, everybody at InfoWars. I just want to start off and, you know, just let you guys know how amazing the products are. I mean, everything from the Alexa Pure Breeze to the, I have a 6-month supply of the storable food. I bought a bulletproof vest. I mean, and when you're talking about the nutraceuticals and all the products, I have Silver Bullet, Anthroplex, Survival Shield, Secret B12, Z Shield, Liver Shield, Alpha Power, Biome Defense, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Living Defense, Super Blue.
You know, Manny, here's the thing. You are the one. It's people like you that take InfoWars to the next level. If we had a million Mannies out there supporting us like you do, we would be probably, I mean, we'd be live 24/7 probably. So, Manny, thank you for making it all possible. No, really, really. That's what makes it all possible. If everybody shopped at the store like you did, we'd have no problem funding anything.
Thank you, brother. And I truly believe in a 360 win, you know, so they're amazing products. I'm not just saying that. You guys are not paying me to call in to say this. You know, I'm in South Florida. I'm just a loyal supporter, and I know for a fact they will.
Well, and hopefully, you know, hopefully you don't need that emergency food coming up with the hurricane approaching. So hopefully that's okay. It may miss South Florida, but we'll find out. But you wanted to talk about Rosenstein and Mueller. I've only got 60 seconds left, so I wanted to make sure you could get your point out.
Cool. Yeah. So, you know, I believe that Rosenstein and Mueller, I don't believe any of it. You know, whatever happens is going to happen. But I just don't believe in once a swamp rat, always a swamp rat.
So you're a just show me the results kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as Q, man, I've always, you know, as soon as, the gentleman that's in DC, the older gentleman that, Corsi, he, when he was saying the stuff about Q, you know, it made me kind of look into it. And I just don't trust Q, to be honest with you. Alex Jones has the reputation of, you know, everything he has said since 9/11, all the stuff is just hard hitting facts. And why do they have to hide? They don't, it's not like they're releasing classified information that's going to make them, you know, go to jail or anything like that. And then I just want to make a point on China. I know for a fact we're at war. You know, the government isn't going to tell you, but that's the reason why Trump keeps saying Space Force.
And Manny is right, because we have the Chinese documents, folks. They have been at war with America for decades now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
The only bigotry that exists in this country exists on the left. And that's why anyone that opposes them immediately becomes a bigot, no matter what your heritage, skin color, or situation is. It's them projecting their bigotry out on everyone else. But we're taking your phone calls here, talking about Trump's meeting with Rosenstein and Trump appearing to get along with Rosenstein, saying now we know the Democrats colluded with Russia. It was never Trump. So we're taking your calls. Do you think that Trump flipped Rosenstein? Do you think Q was right and Rosenstein and Mueller were working with Trump? I mean, what do you think about the whole madness? Let's start with Tim in Florida. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Owen, good talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when Trump had that two-hour presser, he was being asked questions by the reporters, and I didn't see this anywhere in the media, but he was asked, I didn't hear the question, but it was something about, you know, what do you think would happen if the Democrats got in power? And Trump's answer was, I can tell you this, if the Democrats do get in power, they won't be there very long. And then he took the next question. And that's like he's obviously got a lot of information that is not being disclosed. So I think Rosenstein may have flipped because I don't think he makes false threats.
Yeah, and I also don't think he bluffs either.
No.
He's not going to bluff the ace in the hole. He's going to have the ace in the hole.
And he said it so nonchalantly. It was like...
No, that's interesting, Tim, because I remember, actually, the press conference you're talking about, I covered almost the whole thing live on the War Room, and I only missed, like, the final 15 minutes. So maybe I missed that portion, but I remember also in that press conference, someone did ask him that, and he said, he did reply by saying, well, they're going to raise your taxes, they're going to bring back all the regulations, and they're going to kill the economy again. So maybe I either missed the part you're talking about, or somehow I got lost in translation, but that's interesting.
I only saw the end of it.
So it must have happened at the end, because that's the part that I missed. Okay.
Yeah, and it was so nonchalant, and he just said they won't be there very long. It's like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Like,
but just look at the behaviors of the Chuck Schumers and the Elizabeth Warrens and the Maxine Waters. I mean, the list goes on. These people, look, I'm a logical person. I'm a reasonable person. I really am. I really am. And the only logic... conclusion that I can reach, the only reason I can find for the Democrats' behavior is either they're all engaged in mass criminal behavior, mass criminal activity, and so they're all colluding to try to get Trump out because he knows it and he's not part of it, or they're literally mentally deranged, all of them. I mean, you know, or both.
I think they're crazy. They know what's going on. They know it's all lies, and they're mentally deranged. I mean, they're nuts.
Seriously, unbelievable.
In agreement with Manny, the products, I just want to let you know, my favorite is the Survival Shield X2, and the Brain Force is insane. It's like, I'm actually getting ready to go to my wife's 25-year reunion, and I started taking Brain Force, and I literally started remembering people's last names that I couldn't remember, and then I stopped taking it, and then I couldn't remember anymore. So and my daughter takes it at college, and before tests and studying, it's insane.
Well, and you know, there's things that we can say and things we can't say about our products. But let's just say, you know, go read the reviews for yourself. Other people have made claims. We're not going to make scientific claims here on air. But people have had amazing positive effects from our products, and that's incredible.
I'll tell you this. Silver Bullet literally took away my daughter's pink eye. She was complaining about it for like a day and a half. She wouldn't let me put it in her eye. Put it in. I'm telling you, not even 10 minutes later, I went back to her room and said, how's your eye? And she said, my what?
Like, wow.
It was gone. It's gone. It's insane.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Tim, for your support and your call today. All right, Alex in California, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I just wanted to say, those people who haven't tried the product, it's very foolish. I've been trying products that Alex brings to us for years now. My girlfriend, for example, lost her nail, and she tried the bio-PCA, and it grew back after about 2 months of use. But anyways, I live in Glendale. It's a suburb of L.A., and I have traveled to about 40 states. It's crazy here. These people are nuts.
Alex, hold on a second. This is crazy. You're calling in to talk about this. I've only been to California 3 times in my life, and... or maybe it was 4, but every prior time I went to California, I was always there on work, so I wasn't as much just there on leisure and kind of, you know, but I was in California for leisure for the first time this weekend. I went to California for a music festival, and I'm driving around San Bernardino, driving around the outskirts of LA, driving around. I was stunned. I was honestly stunned at just the total degradation of California. I mean, half the buildings are boarded up. Half the business, you go onto Google search and you search these businesses, half of them are shut down. People are walking around in the total dregs. I mean, it's, dude, I was, like I said, I went out to San Fran, I went out to Oakland, I've seen it before, but I was always in work mode and not just like being a human mode. I was stunned, Alex. I can't believe the state of California. It's honestly, and California is so beautiful. The wildlife, the nature, the scenery, the weather, it's so beautiful, and the Democrats have just turned it into a hellhole.
Yeah, that's true. When you live here, it's a little different. It's 50-50. You know the areas you...
Right, you can isolate yourself from the crap.
Yeah. But yeah, it is. It's horrible. Our neighbors will walk by and scream obscenities at us. They hurt your car, scratch it, hit it, follow you for hours on the highway. We have had people arrested just because of my bumper stickers, you name it, my girlfriend who was...
And for some reason, it's like the homelessness there, the homeless people there are so entitled and deranged, they think they run the state. Like, you're driving, they'll hit your car. It'll be a green light, and they'll be like, stop! And if you drive, they, like, try to bash your car.
Yeah. Let me get to the point I wanted to say. I've been trying to get this across, and I haven't heard much talk. I follow all the radio shows and read a lot. The reason this whole Mueller thing, Rosenstein, yes, there is a possibility that they can hurt Trump or our movement, but that's not their main goal with this hysteria. Their main goal, and you touched on this a few minutes ago, they're afraid of losing votes. They are afraid that Democrats are going to leave the plantation, the mental slavery that is the Democrat Party. That is why they're doing this, to keep them in a frenzy of hysteria, in a fear state or whatever, or perhaps for the lunatics like Antifa to tell them, look, show them we are doing something.
Yes, no, Alex, you're right on. That's exactly it. It's a psychological thing.
The only reason.
No, you're 100% right. Just like they do to black people, just like they do to old people, saying Republicans are going to kill you, take your health care, Republicans want to see police shoot you. It's to keep black people afraid so that they have to vote Democrat. You're exactly right. Oh, Trump's a Russian agent. Oh, you know, Trump's this or that. You are so right. It's a total fear tactic. It's a total fear tactic. Thank you so much for the call, Alex. Guys, let's make it quick here. 60 seconds a call because we're about to go to break. Let's go to Nick in Minnesota. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I wanted to call in today, talk about an article that was published in The Hill roughly about a week ago titled Collusion Bombshell. Basically, the article is just outlining a gentleman who you've probably seen in the news in the last week. His name is James Baker. He was a former general counsel at the FBI. Now, he had testified to Congress last week that he met before the 2016 election with a lawyer for the firm that represents the DNC and Clinton campaign. Now, the lawyer he had met with is a gentleman by the name of Michael Sussman. He is actually part of the firm that commissioned the Steele dossier on behalf of the DNC and the Clinton campaign.
You know what? I'm so glad that you called, because I was cleaning off my desk last week and I came upon an entire layout of the Democrat fake dossier and then spying. And I'm going to do that on the War Room. I'm going to host the first two segments of the War Room today at 3 o'clock at Infowars.com/show. I'm going to bring that document on air because so much has been revealed since I originally covered that, and Nick is right. The names have already been exposed. All right, thank you for the call, Nick. Let's go to Marco real quick. Marco, I'm sorry to cut you short. 30 seconds, fire away.
Yo, what's happening, Owen? The cuck slayer. And I'm sorry, dude. All I can say is this, is that Trump has rolled some of these people, man. I mean, Trump basically got on Air Force One with Rosenstein, sat his butt down, you know, gave him his Perrier and said, look here, you know, you deep state Zionist cucks, I'm keeping you on. Because we're going to need you to testify what you know about Hillary and Obama when I send the Marines in to their homes to extract and arrest them for treason. You either turn state's evidence for me, or there's going to be an open cell, a special open cell, somewhere in Gitmo, where you're going to spend 23 hours of your day getting raped by some Muslim who will enjoy your soft beta male features.
Yeah, they call it a member meat sandwich. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Marco. If that day comes, I'll be right here toasting to you and to America that we beat the deep state.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.